Hello, 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 and welcome to the revised Q3 2007 Osonix.com quarterly report. There was a quarterly report up earlier today that rambled on for far too long. It was an attempt to try to convey what a complicated and peculiar quarter this has been for me on a personal register. My mother had a stroke in late July, and that brought up a whole series of issues, especially because in the process of having her stroke, various family secrets were revealed that I wasn't entirely prepared for. She is doing fine. The stroke turned out to be quite mild. In fact, it was so mild that it didn't show up on a CAT scan that was given when she went to the emergency room. She had the stroke while she was on a flight of stairs at a Brooklyn brownstone. She fell down about 14 steps, and the emergency room doctors assumed all that they were treating was trauma from a fall. I've learned a lot about strokes. It's a very interesting topic. Apparently, and this is useful information if you ever have anybody in your life that you're close to that could be at risk for a stroke. If they administer a drug called TPL to a stroke victim within the first 3 hours after having the stroke, it can help to increase blood flow in the brain and help to minimize the damaging effects of the stroke. In my mom's case, the ironic truth is that the stroke was so mild that they missed it, didn't apply the drug, and as a result, she had to live through those negative effects of a stroke. But fortunately, the stroke was very mild, and she's back home. She went through a brief period of physical therapy to recover mobility on her left side. But the stroke was so mild that she's recovering from it. But for a week there, she was in a stroke ward, and I spent time with her in the stroke ward, which is a very dramatic experience for me, and crept into the rambling previous Q3 report that I decided was best to revise. And quite a remarkable thing. There was a period she had a seizure, and she's never had seizures before. The doctors asked if she had any cancer history, and she had, in fact, had some breast cancer years ago. And so one of the doctors speculated that cancer might have returned and have crept into her brain if she was having seizures, and opined the possibility that she might not live through the night. So that was quite an adventurous evening unto itself. The family secrets I alluded to are kind of amazing, but you know, this isn't the appropriate venue. Another reason for revising the report. I will say that those who know me know that I had a very interesting relationship with school around the ages of 12, 13 in junior high school, and this family secret turns out to coincide with that period. And that's kind of something I'm still trying to wrap my head around, because it's helping me see a lot of things that went on when I was younger in a very different way. But again, this isn't the appropriate forum. Some members of my own family aren't familiar with this family secret. At any rate, but it calls to mind a few things. I think I have one comment or a bit of insight that I may have now relevant to music. You know, what makes somebody do music and put up a website full of music for no hope of, you know, commercial reimbursement and carry on behaving this way into adulthood? Well, I guess it can often have to do with things that happen when one is younger. In particular, I'm thinking of the Edvard Munch painting, The Scream. I believe he did 4 versions of the painting, and there's at least one where you can hear my cat in the background, I believe. There's at least one where the woman on the bridge who's screaming has her hands pressed against her ears as though she's shutting out all sounds and trying to mask them further with the scream that she's letting out of herself. And it occurred to me that if that painting were called The Singer, it could be tremendously relevant to the lives of many people who are continuing to make music for no good reason on into their adult years, until perhaps they have a set of realizations of the sort that I've had over the last couple of months, which calls the whole endeavor into question and maybe reveals that it really is just a strange survival mechanism for things that went on when one was younger. Those who are very familiar with the site will know that there's a song called Ball and Chain on the collection called Wilderness of Our Dreams. And those who are really, really familiar with the site will additionally know that there's an interview with me conducted by a friend who asked me about that song, and that I mentioned that the song was done while I was getting out of a relationship. And at the time, I wasn't sure whether the relationship was the ball and chain or music was the ball and chain. And of course, now it's been about a year since that relationship ended. So, and I've been doing music ever since. So presumably, you know, law of averages, I thought, well, you know, I guess the relationship was. But this bit of family revelation has set me into a heck of a tailspin, because now I'm starting to think that music is just one big defense mechanism, and that I may have had my priorities royally screwed up. I mention this because I am uncertain as to the future of the site. I don't necessarily see any reason to take it down, but I'm not very sure that I'm, you know, thinking it makes much sense to be continuing to focus on music. I think I've let a lot of very more meaningful things go by because of a preoccupation with music, and I'm worried that I may have let some people that I was close to down with its pursuit. So this could be a very momentous quarterly report. It could be the beginning of the end, as it were. I'm changing jobs. The Cube of Osonix is assuming the recruiters at the new company I'll be going to were not misleading me. The Cube of Osonix is about to be replaced by the Office of Osonix. I am selling my season tickets. Gotta get some things together here. So that's what's going on. Fortunately, for those desperate for the latest musical machinations of the wondrous Osonix, immediately prior to the stroke, I was doing a lot of collaboration with two wonderful musicians, both graduates of the Manhattan School of Music graduate program, Ben Moran and Liam Wood. We went to undergraduate school together at Purchase, and we've been great friends for years, and we were playing together for a while there. And there was talk of our doing a band, but then I kind of fell out of touch with them this summer during this period when my mom had a stroke, and Liam has decided to move upstate, and I'm sure we'll play together again in some capacity, but I don't think there's going to be a band, which, you know, again, I'm pretty ambivalent about music at this point. But at any rate, there were a couple of really ragged gems that came out of those collaborations, one of which I'm posting here as a quarterly report. It's called Put Your Guns Away, and it's a really lunatic mess. But, you know, I think that those looking for things that are different to listen to musically may appreciate it. It spools out of an absurd mic check, and if you can put up with it and listen through it, it does evolve into music, and it kind of references the insane nonsense from the mic track, and I like it, though I would never necessarily represent it as a polished, finished thing, which is why I love the quarterly report idea, or have up until this point, because it lets me sort of go with what in an earlier period of music distribution might be referred to as a B-side or a rarity. So Put Your Guns Away is an eccentric sort of Osonix B-side or rarity, as is a song called Lost Girl, which is something that I put together at about literally 5:30 in the morning a couple of weeks ago while I was coping with this news that I'd gotten from my mom, and was realizing sort of that, you know, there's this really great relationship that I was in that I royally screwed up, and that's just something to live through. At any rate, but again, part of the living through is maybe realizing that, you know, music is really for 18-year-olds. So, not sure what's going on musically. I have been doing it for a long time, so maybe, and I have friends who do music, so maybe there will be some more things. But the pace of updates will probably be slowing down. But, you know, just keep visiting the site and see. And, you know, by all means, listen to everything that's here if you can. And thank you, everyone, who has been coming to the site and visiting it regularly. I was amazed to see that I already had about four people listen to the original Q3 report that I did, which made me sort of realize that I should revise it. But to those of you who have been visiting the site regularly, and it's a very amazing thing, the internet and the concept that, you know, you can still put stuff out there and find an audience, even an anonymous one, and it's really very much appreciated from my perspective. So thank you so much to everyone who's been listening and had been visiting, and the handful of people who have written. It's terrific. You know, the Netherlands, thank you. So all good things must come to an end. So please don't be upset if Osonix.com winds down. That's part of the reason I give this background story, because I hope you'll understand. Okay, I think I've said more than enough, so I'm gonna pull the plug right now and end this report. I hope you have a wonderful holiday season. Thank you for listening, and enjoy everything. Thank you. Bye-bye.